When there's nothing left to burn, you have to light yourself on fire. She brought her typewriter into the woods, and I've been thinking about her a lot lately with no idea why she's in my head. At night, we have seizures. Together, it's like dancing. I do all the singing, but it sounds more like screaming. If I can't get her to stop shaking, I shake her. Staring into the eyes of an angel with halitosis, shake the popcorn ceiling. Even in the summer, she sees snow lying on her back. She can't leave the house. A broken typewriter with no lift. Paramedics file past her bed like old copies of the Rolling Stones. They leave oxygen tubes draped on her windows. She likes to reduce her oxygen intake on the weekend, systematically, like cutting back calories. We don't like to be called stoners, but sometimes she gets drunk in the woods. Every time she pukes, we'll sift through her stomach like it wasn't something worthless. Everything has worth. You can deconstruct a broken typewriter and sell it for parts. Pride is an antique, and she seems so young to me sometimes, but I watched that receipt tape span a lifetime. The one she stole from the register at work, she writes poems on it, then drapes them on our windows. Yesterday we yelled. Sometimes it's good for us to be strong like that, a lightning storm that will give you sunburn. Later she folded my clothes. I felt her in my dresser like browned grass and church bells that shake my residence on earth. She's a group of awkward strangers waiting for a bus. She's a rolling blackout. She's a silent scream with a quivering throat, a loaded bow, a flying blow, a hawk missing all the primaries, an unsteady breath on a Sunday at 4 a.m. typing. She makes my bones itch. I'd like to whisper I love yous barely audible into her ears the way sisters should as they part ways. Like to hug and shed tears. For her 18th birthday, I wrote a poem. By her 19th, I was tearing it to shreds. Her breath is not a gospel anymore. It's a slow wheeze that leaves the listener feeling half empty and stunned. When we do speak, I tried to fill the space between the clack of keys with apology. Woo!